The House this week is taking up a ban on the procedure that abortion opponents call partial birth abortion. The Senate passed the bill in March. In the 8-year fight to ban the procedure, abortion rights advocates and abortion opponents have found little in which to agree, but they do agree that referring to the procedure as late-term abortion is not accurate, NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Journalists and others have struggled with what to call the abortion procedure anti-abortion forces have been trying to ban since 1995. The bill now before the House refers to it as partial birth abortion. Abortion rights advocates say there's no such thing as partial birth abortion. They say the closest medical procedure they know is called intact dilation and extraction, or DNX, and that the phrase partial birth is politically inflammatory. In an attempt to avoid controversy, many lawmakers and journalists have taken to referring to it as, quote, a specific late-term procedure instead. But that's about the only thing both sides of the abortion debate agree is wrong. Obstetrician-gynecologist David Grimes says that medically, the phrase late-term is actually an oxymoron because the word term has a very specific meaning.
Term in obstetrics means the gestational age at which most fetuses are born, and that's roughly 38 to 42 completed weeks from the woman's last menstrual period. So for me as an obstetrician, if someone said late term, that would imply to me 41 or 42 weeks, which is clearly incorrect when we're talking about abortion.
Most of the public, though, thinks late term means the abortion takes place towards the end of pregnancy, when a fetus is viable and can survive on its own. Susan Cohen is policy director for the Alan Guttmacher Institute, a reproductive health research group.
Most people think late-term abortions are post-viability abortions, which is generally equivalent to abortions that take place in the third trimester of pregnancy.
But even backers of the ban concede that most of what they call partial birth abortions take place before fetal viability. Douglas Johnson is federal legislative director of the National Right to Life Committee.
Partial birth abortions are mostly done in the fifth and sixth month of pregnancy. Many of those babies, in fact, could survive outside the mother's, but you would not be able to prove beyond a reasonable doubt in an individual case that that was so, which, of course, is what you need to enforce a law.
That's why anti-abortion groups have so strongly opposed efforts at compromise that would ban all abortions that take place after the fetus becomes viable. Most of what abortion opponents consider partial birth abortions take place before viability, so a post-viability ban won't outlaw what they want to see stopped. Abortion foes also oppose efforts to ban abortions after viability because the bans usually include exceptions to protect the health of the pregnant woman. Johnson says the wording of such laws has been interpreted broadly by the Supreme Court to include mental health so that most distressed pregnant women would fall under the exception and abortion would be permitted.
So this is artfully crafted to look like a restriction on third trimester abortions, but to have no legal effect. It was concocted to provide political cover for senators who wanted to vote in line with the abortion lobby, but wanted to also have something to hold up to show to their constituents.
But Grimes, who used to run the abortion surveillance branch at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, says it's the anti-abortion forces who are trying to exploit the politics by making much of a procedure that represents a tiny fraction of the million or so abortions performed in the U.S. every year.
About half of all abortions in the U.S. take place within 8 weeks of the last menstrual period, and fully 90% within 12 weeks. Late abortions are a very uncommon event.
And DNX procedures are rare even in the context of second and third trimester abortions. Of the 76,000 abortions that took place after 16 weeks in the year 2000, DNX procedures accounted for about 2,200. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.